Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast. Show us the money.
Kaya Biz.
On the street.
On the air.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya959. Now, if you happen to be at the Johannesburg Stock Exchange this morning, you would have witnessed a lot of ululating, whistle blowing, kudu horns as well, and a celebratory mood as a new unveiling of a company has come across. Maybe not seen as a complete new listing in an IPO, but rather the rebranding of a platinum house that so many of us have become so familiar with, Anglo American Platinum. As we know, as part of its divestment strategy, Anglo has decided to move away from certain assets in South Africa and has spun off its platinum assets, which will no longer be referred to as Amplat, but rather Valterra Platinum, which is now the world's biggest miner of the platinum metal by value. And it's begun making its trading debut on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange as a standalone unit after being spun off from its parent company, Anglo American. This is nothing new. Anglo did this previously a few years ago after letting go of its coal assets, which we all now know as Thungela Resources. So part of their long-term strategy, quite clearly, to find alternative opportunities, but also opening up new roles, functions and operations for junior miner players. Well, maybe not so junior. Craig Miller will correct me on this one, the CEO of Valterra Platinum. Mr. Miller, welcome to the show and thank you so much for your time.
Hi, good evening, Gugu, and good evening to your listeners. And thank you very much for that really warm introduction. We are super excited today following the successful launch of Valterra Platinum on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. It is an incredible milestone and something that I, together with all 29,000 employees that we have at Valterra Platinum, are super excited about.
Fantastic. And I'm glad that you're excited. I know it's been an incredibly long day, maybe even the last few weeks for you, Craig, together with the team, right, as you prepared for this shift and, of course, the introduction of Valterra Platinum. But for all of us in South Africa who might not interact with a platinum mine on a daily basis, what fundamentally changes now that Anglo has divested from the business?
Yes, yeah, so it's certainly been quite a journey over the last 12 months following the decision by Anglo American to demerge as from the group, so that they'll concentrate on copper and premium iron ore. And what really changes for us is, as a standalone PGM company, we get to invest the capital that we generate back into the Platinum Group Metals business that we have. We have an enormous and a really rich mineral endowment that we feel that we can continue to invest in, continue to grow and extract value for the benefits of all of our stakeholders. And we can do that through operational excellence. We can do that through being disciplined in the way we allocate capital back to the business. And we do that through integrating sustainability into absolutely everything we do. And that's really where our focus as a PGM, as one of the world's largest PGM miners, producers, gets to do. And we get to really create the value from the wonderful assets and the wonderful PGM that we mine on a day in and day out basis.
I'm excited to hear so much more about this, Craig, because as you've mentioned, you have an opportunity now to be a sole commodity-focused business, which is nothing new to you and your team, because you've served as CEO as well under Amplats, have been in the mining industry for well over two decades. So this is not a new rodeo for you or to you. So what I'm looking forward to is, I guess, some of the nuances about which cycle we might be in, not only from an economic point of view around the commodity price, but even with the positioning of the business within the context of the South African business and mining environment. Help us unpack further opportunities that you can look at and how they align with the cyclical nature of the mining industry.
Yes, so as you pointed out, I've been with Anglo American for 25 years this month. So it is quite an emotional, and it's certainly a major milestone for me personally as I transition to becoming the CEO of this new amazing company that I get to lead. For us, you know, in the mining industry, commodity prices are always volatile. They go up and they come down. And what is important for us as a company is that we ensure that we operate all of our assets in the lower half of the cost curve so that we can ensure that sustainability for the long term and that we get to generate the cash so that we can therefore invest it back into our business and do that in a disciplined way such that, you know, we can continue to create value not only for our shareholders, that's our employees, our communities, our host governments, and ultimately also our customers. And so when I think through the customers, and you know, you point out around the opportunities around PGMs,
yes.
PGMs today are used in a variety of products. They're used in internal combustion engines,
yes,
to reduce emissions from diesel and gasoline, but they're also used in various industrial applications, in various forms of technology, in your cell phone, by way of an example, or also in cancer treatment drugs.
Oh.
And other pharmaceuticals. And you know, typically if you have a mammogram done as a lady, or you have a pacemaker installed, that typically will include some form of PGMs. So PGMs are used in a variety of ways across modern life, and we as a company have a really positive outlook for the continued use of PGMs in a variety of applications. And as a company, as Valterra Platinum in the future, we'll continue to work on diversifying the markets where we sell PGMs into, so that we can really realize the benefits of the amazing metal that we mine.
Got you. Craig, you've taken me to a question that's definitely been on every leader's lips, right? The global trade conditions. And as you sell this said, this is a key commodity that you sell and export to international markets. How does the influence of the trade talks between the US, markets like China, and even ourselves influence potential markets that you can tap into?
Yes. So today, PGMs are used in a variety of applications. And for us, it's really important that we create a global and also South African macroeconomic environment where we create growth and we create enduring prosperity. And so I think for us, the resolution of the trade talks and entering into arrangements where we can continue to see economies grow and benefit into the future really then supports the demand for the commodities that we mine. So not only the PGMs, but also the nickel, the copper, as well as the gold that we mine from the ore that we mine today. Mm-hmm. And so resolving and getting around the table and reaching agreement, I think will go a long way to creating that economic certainty and ultimately then for people to continue to invest into economies, into consumer products, which will then lead to far greater demand for the products that we mine.
100%. I appreciate that response, Craig. I understand there's a lot of sensitive issues to it. So we'll let the politicians talk about politics. We stick to business, right? By making sure that we invest in the right spaces. Speaking of investment, and of course, as you've mentioned, investing in your people, investing in operations, and maybe let's talk about two of those themes, both environmental and social investment from a South African point of view. When it comes to the mining fraternity, there's always been a magnifying glass that's been highlighting the efforts of mines to reinvest in communities, reinvest in staff, and prioritizing health and safety. I'm keen to understand what will shift in Valterra, or whatever you will continue to do to prioritize social investment, but also environmental sustainability.
Yes, so Guga, as I said, we have sustainability integral into everything we do. And that not only speaks to how we think about the environment and continuing around the journey of decarbonization and protecting the environment, but also critically is supporting the local economic development in areas surrounding our operations. And we fundamentally believe that the role that our host communities play in the benefits that are associated with mining is really critical so that we can uplift those societies, that we can continue to invest in education and healthcare is all part of our proposition going forward. We've had a rich legacy of being part of the Anglo-American group and really focused around sustainability and social impact. And as we look forward as Valterra Platinum, that does not change. We will continue to invest in our communities and have them being rewarded as shareholders of Valterra Platinum. They're shareholders today, and I expect that they'll continue to benefit from their shareholding in Valterra Platinum for many decades to come.
100%. Craig, we look forward to speaking to you on company results in the months and the years ahead as we reflect on, the cyclical nature of mining within the environment that you're in. But given what we've been seeing with the platinum price and other commodity and PGM metals, I think we'll have something to smile about when next we chat. So all the best.
I look forward to it. Thank you, Gugu. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Craig. All the best going forward.
Have a lovely evening. Cheerio. Bye-bye. Thank you so much. Bye.
That's Craig Miller, CEO of Valterra Platinum. You might be wondering, is this a new platinum company? No, no. Just the rebranding, the refresher, the reintroduction of a mining house that we would have formerly referred to as AmPlats, Anglo-American Platinum. This comes after Anglo is unbundling these platinum assets, as it has done before in the past with its coal assets, if you consider Thungela Resources, and will also recently be doing with its demerger from De Beers. So this just helps us understand the cyclical nature of business. Sometimes partnerships work, sometimes they run their race, and of course strategies also shift depending on where the growth strategy of the business is going forward. But Valterra Platinum, a new company that we'll continue to reference when referring to the markets, talking about key platinum players and mines in South Africa and contributors to jobs, tax, and the overall growth that we see within South Africa's mining fraternity. Let me know your thoughts. 063-688-0959. You're listening to Kaya Biz.
Kaya Biz.
This is Kaya Biz
with Gule Tumfupi.
On the street, on the air.
On Kaya 959.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.